Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget all the other things you can do there. By the way, the newsletter comes on Sunday by email. Gets you ready for the week ahead. And the blog, yeah, we got one of those too. We'll send it to you every Monday through Friday. 5 days a week we'll send it to you if you want it. That comes by Real Simple Syndication, which is the technology of which you can find on our website and find out all about it there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And if you want the short address, it's jbsba.com. If you don't like to type, there's a short one for you. Spike Carlson is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He, as you heard me say before, I envy his name. I wish my name were Spike, but I'm going to have to live with Jim, I guess. Spike is executive editor of the Complete Do-It-Yourself Manual, a Reader's Digest book, and he's also, in his past life, he has been a carpenter and a general contractor, and he's here to talk to us about the business of do-it-yourself projects around the house. And I know ladies are getting your list, your honey-do list ready, so you can think of some new things for your do-it-yourselfers to do around the house there. Spike Carlson, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I have one question we got to get out of the way first, though.
Okay.
You're now an executive editor. You used to be a do-it-yourself guy. Not a do-it-yourself guy, but a handyman. You actually hired yourself out to help people fix their houses and things like that, right?
Yep. I had my own business for 15 years.
Okay. Why would you take a pay cut and get into the publishing industry? That's my question.
Well, you know, there's actually four or five editors here at the magazine, and we were all, carpenters and general contractors. And, you know, the truth of the matter is for the first 10 or 15 years, doing carpentry kind of builds you up and makes you stronger. And then then it starts kind of breaking you down and making you weaker. So
yeah. Yeah. So, tell me about it. I'm having a remodeling job done right now, and this is the first time in my life I haven't touched a screw or a paintbrush or a hammer, I've always done it myself before, for the most part, at least managed it. This time it's near not so much, so I know what you mean. But you know the old joke about the brain surgeon who was getting his plumbing done, right?
No.
The brain surgeon was getting his plumbing done, so when the plumber got through with the work, he gave the brain surgeon the bill, and the brain surgeon said, "Wait a minute, this comes out to more per hour than I make as a brain surgeon." And the plumber said, "Yeah, that's what I made when I was a brain surgeon."
I love that.
So anyway, the book is beautiful.
Thank
wonderful,
you.
Wonderful color photos and examples in here, folks. If it's really well done, Spike, I congratulate you on that. What's the best advice you could give us for doing it yourself around the house?
Well, it's to take things slowly. Doing it yourself is a skill that you can build gradually, and as you do more things, you'll acquire more skills and more tools and more confidence. And so, you know, start out with the things that you feel real comfortable with. You know, always listen to that little voice in the back of your head.
You don't mean the one that says, "I can save a lot of money." That's not the voice you're thinking about, right?
Absolutely. So
you're thinking about the other voice that says, "Do you really know how to do this?"
Yeah, exactly. But you know, it's like any other skill. Learning to play golf or anything else, you take it one step at a time, and pretty soon you're pretty good.
Well, most of my do-it-yourself projects are not nearly as frustrating as my golf game.
Okay.
So the more I play golf, the more I actually turn to do-it-yourself jobs instead of playing golf, I think. But anyway, what's a classic job that anybody can do around the house and not have to call somebody to do it?
Well, real popular are projects that we call surfaces, and that's paint and wallpaper and flooring and those type of things. And they're types of things where you don't have to shut down your plumbing or your electricity. Mistakes are pretty easy to go back and fix.
Probably
and that type of thing.
Probably not likely to lose a finger doing or get electrocuted, right? Is that what you're talking
about? Exactly.
Those things that don't involve power tools or switches. colors, light switches, and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think painting will always be the number one DIY activity. It's, you know, the materials are reasonably priced. There's a real fast payoff. I mean, at the end of the day, you stand back and you've got a whole new looking room. And I think painting is always going to be the number one.
You know, a lot of the home improvement companies, including the small businesses who have home improvement companies who sell to DIYs, they do a pretty good job of helping the people who buy things do the things. I mean, they have experts on staff who know how to do these things, and they help their customers, don't they?
At the home centers?
Yeah. The big boxes and the local small business home centers.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a pleasure to get hold of a knowledgeable salesperson, maybe, again, someone who's been in the trades themselves, so they know about all those little surprises you might encounter.
What kind of surprises could we be looking at in some projects? Give us an example of where a surprise might slip up on us.
Well, plumbing is probably offers the most surprises, and there's this thing in plumbing, and it's called the mushroom effect, where one thing leads to the other. So, you know, you're replacing the P-trap under the sink, and then all of a sudden you've twisted the pipe inside the wall,
yeah.
And then you go inside the wall, and you've got a drywall project to do, and then you discover rotten framing, and you're framing, and pretty soon you're gutting the whole bathroom and starting all over again.
Yeah. Then it becomes call the contractor instead of a DIY, right?
Well, you know, you can do anything if you want to.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well, I agree with you. The plumbing is a big thing. But you know, plumbing's easier to do than it used to be. I was a plumber's helper for my uncle when I was a kid, and it was all hard pipe. There was no plastic.
Yep.
And you had to thread everything and the whole shooting match. But today, with PVC and polybutylene and all that sort of thing, plumbing's not that hard, is it?
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, a lot of people always kind of shied away from the copper pipe because you had to have, you know, propane torch and you were sweating things. And now there's, like you mentioned, the new material is called PEX, and everything goes together with little crimp rings. You can have long, continuous runs without any joints. And you're absolutely right. The materials and tools out there really made things a lot easier for people to tackle.
Why is it that you can't use PVC for water? You have to use polybutylene. I'm going to ask you, let you answer that question on the other side of these messages. And folks, when we come back, I'm going to explain the difference between remodeling and restoring. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our new friend, Spike Carlson. He's the executive editor of the Complete Do-It-Yourself Manual. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling with our new friend Spike Carlson, the executive editor of the Complete Do-It-Yourself Manual. It's a Reader's Digest book, folks, and it's beautiful. There are lots of explanations for how to do everything from electricity to plumbing to wood floors to furnaces to fixing a basement to pouring concrete, etc., etc., etc. This thing's 528 pages of four-color magnificent photos and drawings. It's a beautiful book, Spike. Tell us where it's available.
You can get it at rd.com, which is the Reader's Digest website. It's available at Amazon, and then it's available probably at bookstores large and small everywhere across the country.
Well, I encourage you to check it out, folks. And is there one where we can get an autographed copy, Spike? What would we have to do to get an autographed copy?
Well, I mean, I guess you could buy the book, send it to me, and I'd gladly autograph it.
Okay, well, check with the rd.com folks, and they'll help you with that, because I'm figuring your autograph is going to be worth at least 50, 60 cents in 100 years.
It's a great investment, absolutely.
Yeah, it is. It is. Spike, my wife and I restored a home, an 1870 home once, and some people came up to us one day and said, "Oh, you're the folks who remodeled that home there." And we said, and I said, we didn't remodel it, we restored it.
Okay.
And they said, what's the difference? I said, about $50,000. So, folks, if you want to know the difference, there's the difference between remodeling and restoring. What do you think, Spike?
Yeah, you know, restoring goes along the lines of basically restoring it, replacing things as they were when the house was originally built. And remodeling can often turn into remodeling where people are just going at it to get the job done. So.
Well, it also restoring also means taking what's there that's still old and bringing it back to original condition.
Yeah.
That was the big thing that we did. But anyway, why is it always, I never have had it explained to me, water pipes. You can use plastic polybutylene, but not PVC. Why is that?
Well, after you do your plumbing, the inspector will come and do a pressure test where he'll pressurize your system.
Right.
And PVC just isn't designed. It's designed to carry away waste and to vent up through the roof, but it just doesn't carry. It's not enough. Carry enough pressure for the water.
Okay. All right. Another thing. Here's a good do-it-yourself project, or maybe it's not. I'll ask you this question. What if I don't have enough water pressure in my house? How do I fix that?
Well, sometimes you have to trace it to the source, because if you don't have a big enough water line coming into the house,
right,
then almost no matter what you do, you're not going to get enough pressure. So
right.
you can talk to the city about that. And if you have a lot of corrosive buildup in the pipes, if you're in an area with hard water,
right,
I hate to say it, but there's no easy solution to that. You might have to just start replacing pipes, starting in the basement and working your way back up.
Mm-hmm. If there's someone out there right now, you used to be in the home repair business. If somebody out there right now were thinking about getting into that, what would be your advice to them?
Well,
other than run away.
You can do a lot of get a lot of information from books, but there's no substitute for the hands-on experience. So I would say apprentice yourself to someone who's been in the business for a long time.
Right.
Make sure that they're kind of offer a wide range of services, so you get your plumbing and electrical and carpentry skills up. But really, you got to go through the school of hard knocks before you get out there on your own.
Well, there's no question that this is something. You know, this is like you can't play at Carnegie Hall. But you can't play a piano concert at Carnegie Hall if you don't know how to play the piano. So you better not go into this business unless you're pretty handy with things and you know how to do a lot of different kinds of projects, because that is what a handyman runs into, isn't it? I mean, a handy person, maybe I should say, because we did have, what was the plumber's name on television? What was her name? You remember?
I'm not sure.
I think there was a commercial about a young lady who was a plumber. Anyway, the handy person, maybe we should say these days. You got to be able to do a lot of different things, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you can start out doing, an electrical project and wind up that progressing into, doing some carpentry and some drywall and some painting. And so
a little bit of plumbing, maybe some light electrical work and things
like
that.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to run into, so you have to have the right tools and skills in your arsenal.
If you already are a handyman and you want to be a handyman or a handywoman, the Reader's Digest Complete Do-It-Yourself Manual would be a pretty darn good resource to have handy for yourself there, and so I encourage you to check that out. Spike, we got about a minute. What else would you like to tell us about saving money around the house and around our offices, especially our small business offices?
The big buzzword these days is saving money on energy, and there's just a few simple things you can do. A small investment in a programmable thermostat can save you huge
that
money.
That's a great example.
Yeah, I mean,
programmable thermostats are excellent.
Yeah, I mean, you're maybe in the office 10 hours and not 14 hours. There's no reason to keep it, up to 72 degrees during the time you're not there. So that has really a rapid payoff. With the price of energy these days, insulating, caulking, those type of things really have a fast payoff these days. So those are good investments.
That thermostat thing, I have one everywhere I go. I put a programmable thermostat. It's very well. They're not expensive, and they're easy to install. Hey, Spike, will you come back another day?
I absolutely will, Jim.
We had a lot of fun. I hope you will.
Yep, thank you.
Spark Carlson, ladies and gentlemen, executive editor of the Complete Do-It-Yourself Manual, a Reader's Digest book. Quick break, right back with Rich Galen. He's a pretty good do-it-yourselfer, too, right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.